Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors all at once. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Schwedert of the Schwedert Cone & Candy Franchise Opportunity. And Schwedert is a family-run candy and ice cream franchise. I'm going to talk to Jeff about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors of all month. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Schwedert of the Schwedert's Cone & Candy Franchise Opportunity, and Schwedert's is a family-run candy and ice cream franchise. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thanks for coming on the show. I know it's a bit early there, so I appreciate you calling in. Where are you calling from this morning?
No worries. And we're also joined by my director of franchise sales, Trevor Weber. So
he'll
be on
with
us as well.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, I recognize that area code, so.
Definitely.
That's fantastic. And how you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing well. It's definitely early, but we're certainly ready to go. We got our tea and our coffee, and we're up and kicking.
That's fantastic. Well, it's just 10 o'clock here, and I think I'm on my third or fourth cup of coffee by now. So I really appreciate both of you coming on the show. It's really fantastic, and I think you have a very interesting opportunity. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the history, Jeff. You know, you were there at the beginning, weren't you? So who better to ask than about the history of the company?
Yeah. We've been around since 1985. My parents started the business, and it's been an operation, a family-run operation ever since. And my parents are now basically, completely done. But they've left a pretty substantial legacy, and it's been a growing business all that time. Franchising is something that I have thought about almost for the last 10 years, and finally got around to it here this last year and partnering up with FranCorp. So, it's been really good.
What was it like opening up the first franchise for you, Jeff, and I guess your parents as well? I mean, what was that experience like?
The first store? Yeah, well, the first store was definitely an experience for them because my dad definitely, well, both of my parents had never run a business before. My dad was in forestry, and my mom was a homemaker, so it was definitely a brand new opportunity for both of them, and it's something they felt like they could do, though. And and opening the first store is a big deal. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Trevor, maybe you could talk a little bit about the, Sweeters as a franchise. I mean, if both you gentlemen were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said the typical question is like, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond?
You know, that's a great question. It's an amazing experience. I mean, you have candy, ice cream, fudge, chocolate, cotton candy, caramel corn, popcorn, espresso. I mean, pretty much any type of sweet under one roof. And so it's something that the whole family can enjoy. And kind of going off of, Jeff's family legacy, it's something to where we want our franchisees and we want every customer that comes into our store to experience that same vibe, to know that when they enter into our store, they become a part of our family. And that's a really important aspect for us to have with them and give them that opportunity. So it's something to invite them into a story and give them wonderful.
And that's what I got out of it too. We do like a lot of research before we have our guest on the show. And as I was saying to my wife, I said, this is an experience. I suspect, when the customer comes into the store, it's more than just, of course, candy and cones. Here's the trick question: does Jeff let you try a lot of the different products when you go into the store? And what's your favorite?
that's the dangerous part of being at the store, and you could definitely talk to Jeff about that one. And every now and again, my wife comes out there, and I love ice cream, and she loves chocolate, so that's a dangerous combination.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I would say definitely our ice cream. We sell Tillamook ice cream, and so our ice cream is really good. But all of our, we make all of our own chocolates and all of that, so we all of it is really, really delicious. I would honestly say something that we're really known for is our Seafoam, which is kind of a sponge candy, and that's something that's pretty special to us, and I think our recipe is very unique. So I would honestly say probably that, and for me, the ice cream, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Have you started selling the products online, Jeff and Trevor?
We have in the past. Right now, we've still been working on getting our sales portion, our online store, up and
right.
running with the new
right.
with the new name and everything.
Sure.
So that's actually something that we'll have available for people here in the next probably couple of weeks. Actually, that site's nearly ready to go up. So
that's fantastic. How has technology played a role in your business today? I'm sure it's a lot different from when your mom and dad first started working
mm-hmm.
the business and where it's at today. So what role does technology play today?
Well, I think technology has definitely made everything more efficient, sped
mm-hmm.
everything up. I think the biggest thing for me is just being able to, track the sales so specifically and know, what's working and what's not working so much more quickly rather than just kind of going off of your gut or going off of impressions or, it has made everything just so much more transparent to be able
mm-hmm.
to understand what your business is doing and how it's functioning. And of course, having cameras and everything else, it makes everything a lot easier to almost be remote and still run your business.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it still takes that touch of being there and, having the experience with the people and everything. So,
Yeah, definitely having those. Like, we have a state of the art POS system to be able
mm-hmm.
to, like Jeff was saying, track with everybody, and even from a franchise perspective, having a good CRM system to be able to follow up, track how the franchisee process is going, track numbers on both ends. So, it's, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you didn't have that option. So it's
right.
It makes life a little easier.
It's going to be interesting too, Trevor. I mean, you know, once, you know, you guys are on the East Coast, you know, I mean, that technology certainly does help, you know.
Absolutely.
In comparing the numbers, so I think that's fantastic. Are there numbers on this industry? I mean, I know, you know, this is a pretty big industry, isn't it?
You know, it really is. I was thinking about that on the way in. It is a really large and growing industry. And I honestly, off the top of my head, I don't have any specific numbers. But I know every year I get candy publications, and it's about, you know, the exponential growth of chocolate. And just, you know, it just continues. And I know it's something I guess I noticed through the recession was that although we were affected by the recession, the industry continued to grow and continued to do better. I think in a lot of ways, it is a very recession-proof industry that people are, you know, they always want to treat. They always want to go out and have, you know, have that indulgence. And even if they, you know, they're gonna spend money on it, even if it's, you know, only five bucks or $10, you know. So yeah,
I've actually seen that. You know, in studying the that particular industry, Jeff and Trevor, you know, is that, you know, your industry is, I guess you could say, really recession-proof. In fact, I think there's even some cases where when the economy is bad, sometimes it still goes up, you know, because people want that, you know, that sweet, like you said. Or, you know, it's a little escape, and it's not expensive, is it?
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exactly it, yeah.
It's a comfort.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's fantastic. So, Jeff, I'll start with you on this question. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since, you know, launching Schweeters as a franchise?
Well, it's been, you know, I suppose the learning curve, you know.
There's
been so many things just, you know, I went to school for business, but this is, franchising is so different than just
they
the industry
that.
Itself is so different than anything else. And I think that has been, I mean, we've had FranCorp as kind of our guide through the whole process, and they've been very invaluable to, you know, helping us put everything together. But, I, you know, without that, I feel like I'd be lost in the wilderness somewhere, because it's a really tough industry to get your feet wet in and put everything together that you need to have. And I feel like we definitely have. I mean, we have every component ready to go for the prospective franchisee. I mean, we are fully ready on every front to be there to support them, to get them operational, to, you know, make sure that they have the best training manual possible, to, you know, from the design of the store. I mean, we've really done all of the work on this.
That's fantastic. How about you, Trevor? Anything stand out?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it, because I mean, I've been in sales for quite a few years, and I mean, like Jeff said, franchise is a different game. I mean, people are people, but when you get into franchising, it's definitely different. So the learning curve for me has been phenomenal. And, you know, Jeff brought me on. Him and I have been friends for almost 15 years now, and brought me on. So learning the store as well as learning the franchise system, and it's been fantastic, to be honest. I mean, it's definitely a new environment, but it's good for me to enter into that, because these franchisees are going to be in the same situation of learning the store. They're going to see the excitement. They're going to see all these things, and I've felt all of that. I'm 100% on board. I believe in what Jeff is doing. I believe in him. I'm not only as a friend, but as a business professional. And so that, for me, has been the biggest learning curve and piece of excitement, too, of entering into something new. And something that I think that, you know, nationwide, I mean, it's easily going to every city across the country and do well.
Yeah, that's
fantastic. Well, the thing that I would say about the concept, too, is that it's not just, you know, buying a restaurant franchise or buying any other kind of boring franchise, you know, that's out there. This is a really exciting field, and you're buying yourself not only a job and a career, but that excites people and brings joy to people. I think that's probably the biggest thing that we do is candy and ice cream and confections just bring joy to people, and at the same time they make money, and so I think that those are really, you know, invaluable, you know, pieces of the pie, and I think they're really, really important, and I think people who are looking at this should really, you know, consider those things as well as the investment and everything else.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, Jeff. You know, it's interesting, and I hope no transmission franchises are listening right now. But, you know, I would say it must be tough to, like, own a transmission franchise. You know, you say to someone, well, you know, you need a new transmission. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars. You know, you see the look. I mean, what you guys do is, you're right, it's fun, you know, and as Trevor was describing it earlier, is it's an experience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You get to put a smile on people's face, and those, and you're right. I mean, that is always a fun type of business, I think. You know, you're talking a little bit about the franchisees, and you know, this question could be for, you know, either of you or both of you. You know, what types of characteristics will you be looking for? Do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, I guess I'll start on that, and then I'll let Trevor finish up on that. We definitely want some people that are very family oriented. You know, we want people that are obviously loyal, and they understand, you know, who we are, and that you know, that they're, you know, a good fit for our system. Of course, that's number one. But then number two, we want them to be able to have fun and enjoy candy and enjoy what the store is and really represent the brand well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are probably the several most important things. I mean, if you go into a candy ice cream store and, you know, you're not having fun there, I mean, it's pretty hard. I mean, customers walk in and see kids running around and being, you know, extremely excited, and we want our franchisees to be invited into that story, as well as, I mean, for them to be a part of it and basically increase it too. And along with that, I mean, you know, somebody who has, you know, a lot of values, where they're going to be working hard, they're committed to it, and as well passing along the family legacy. So, you know, them bringing on employees, coaching them, those employees, letting them become a part of their family. I mean, because part of the concept is they're going to be, you know, at this workplace almost as much as we'll go with their family. I mean, any of us are in that situation. So we want it to be an environment where they and their employees are excited to go to work. You know, and they're going to be working hard. You know, it's a tough industry to be in. It's a fun industry and a rewarding industry, but, you know, working hard and, you know, some long hours, especially up front, getting it up and going, it's really important for them to be committed to that. And like Jeff said, within that system, you know, being willing to go above and beyond, and our support's going to be there, and we're going to train them and give them everything that we have, you know, to hopefully do well in the industry.
That's fantastic. How does the training work, Jeff and Trevor? I mean, do they come out to headquarters?
Mm-hmm. Right now they would come out to Cannon Beach out here on the Oregon coast, and they would do 8 weeks of training. And then we would provide another, hands-on right before they open. We're going to be there as well. We're going to be there through their opening and making sure that they're set up. 8 weeks may seem kind of like a long time, but we have a lot of different components within our candy store. We have, it's not just the candy store. We've got the recipes that they have to get trained on, and we want everything to be really perfected. We want them to really be well-versed in what we're doing and how we do it, and in our culture as well. So, you know, that's something that we feel pretty strongly about. And again, that shows our commitment to their level of success as well. We want them to do well. And so, you know, them learning as much as they possibly can while they're here is really important. So,
That's great. What about a typical day? I mean, for someone who's, you know, listening and they're saying, you know, wow, this sounds like an interesting opportunity, but I don't have any experience in this type of business. I mean, how would you describe a typical day as a Schweeters franchisee?
Well, I mean, I would say, firstly, that, you know, my parents came in with no experience and didn't know the first thing even about business. And so, you know, it's learnable. And I think you don't have to have a vast knowledge. You can come from corporate, you can come from wherever and be able to learn this. What was the second part of that question?
Well, a typical day, you know, I mean, like, you know, from
a typical day.
I guess from, like, you know, when they come in the morning till, you know, what happens in the afternoon and then leaving at the end of the day.
Okay, so a typical day, you know, you get here. We open up here about 10 o'clock. Maybe in some places you would want to open a little earlier, but our busy time tends to be the middle of the day.
Okay.
So you're going to want to, you know, really prepping only takes normally about a half an hour. So, you know, don't need maybe 9:30. You're here a little bit before opening.
Right.
And to get everything up and running, all the machinery on, all of the lights on. And then typically we don't start getting really that busy until early afternoon. So there's time to do, you know, if you need to make caramel corner, you need to do, you know, some of the different stocking requirements. There's time to do that in the morning, especially if you have an employee or two that are coming in to help you with that process.
Right.
So, you know, and then through the middle of the day, our peak time here is right in the very middle of the day, is probably anywhere from like 1 to, I would say, 4.
Okay.
And then there's normally a lull in, you know, between in the dinner hour. And
right.
then we typically pick back up around 6, and we're busy until 7, 8 o'clock. And if it's on the weekend, sometimes it stays busy until like 9 or 10, depending on the time of year and the weather. And then and then closing. And closing normally takes about a half an hour as well. So that kind of gives you an idea of what the day
sure.
would look like.
Yeah, I think that's a great description. What about the location and, you know, how much space is required? I mean, like, what do you look for in a location and again, how much space?
Go ahead, Trev.
Yeah, you know, Marty, that's a great question. So we're looking at about 3,000 to 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
In those locations, we're looking for high foot traffic area, high traffic, good visibility. So something, you know, a location on a corner. And definitely either strip malls or within a shopping mall, really depending on where, you know, where and what city it is. You know, for example, like San Diego, I'm, you know, from San Diego, it's all outside malls. So we would
right,
have
right.
it in a high location, right at the top of the escalator on the corner to where, you know, people are constantly getting a view of it.
Right.
You know, in the median, you know, household income, we've even nailed it down to that, you know, about an area of, you know, about 45,000 to 50,000 dollars median household income, you know, right square in the middle, to where it can be reachable to anybody, all ages, all walks of life. So it's definitely a doable position and location. And we're, you know, we've got a design team that's coming in that's going to be able to help each franchisee get their place up and going. We have all the specs laid out for everything, and so it's going to be a pretty simple process. So.
Right, right. That's fantastic. So, Jeff, I can ask you this question. I mean, what are the plans for the future? I mean, where do you see the company maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road? Well, you know, I mean, we'd like to see growth of between 10 to 20 franchises a year. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
that's kind of where our ideal is set right now. So I guess within 3 to 5 years, hopefully we have, you know, 30 to 60 franchises, maybe more than that by 5 years. But and obviously we're focusing right now on the Northwest. We're focusing
right.
on, you know, Portland, Seattle, and then California regions. But we're open to other regions as well, and we're going to be able to grow. We just want to make sure it's within the feasibility of what we're trying to provide, because, you know, we've got all the supply chain really worked out, but we've worked it out here in the Northwest. So
right,
if it was somewhere
right.
else, we'd have to really, you know, we'd have to rethink that, and that might take us a little bit. But
sure.
We definitely want to go nationwide, and we will. It's just going to be a matter of, you know, one step at a time, and that's kind of what we're focused on, and we want our franchisees to succeed. We want to make sure that we provide them the very best support that we possibly can, and make sure that we're, you know, doing the best by them that we possibly can. So we don't want to, you know, necessarily get somebody in Florida right away when we
right.
can't really be there like we would want to be there, you know, eventually. So that's our focus.
It must be interesting for your parents too. You know, I mean, I'd love to interview them in 5 years. You know, as the company is growing. You know, just to, you know, as it's an interesting story to me. You know, is how they didn't really have a background in this business. You know, and they really dedicated themselves to building this, you know, this systematized company. You know, you know, so I think it's fantastic. So I'm definitely going to invite them next time around.
Okay.
On the show.
That's awesome.
They sound like interesting people as well. What's the best way to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. It's sweetertsfranchising.com.
Okay.
So, S-C-H-W-I-E-T TERTS, franchising.com. Or they can actually just contact me directly, Marty.
Okay.
My email is trevor@schwederitz.com, and that will give them a lot of information. I mean, or they can just simply Google our company name, and it comes up quite a bit. And I'd be more than willing to talk to people, and it's a pretty exciting opportunity.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and the website is great, by the way, too. You know, I mean, it gave me a lot of great information. It gave me a feel for, you know who you guys are and everything like that. So I'm glad that I finally got to have you on the show. And as I said, Jeff and Trevor, I'd like to have, you know, you back, you know, as you continue to grow. I think this is an interesting opportunity.
Absolutely. That would be
perfect.
Fantastic. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, with 100 shows under our belt, and during that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes from the guests that have been on our show. If you're a frequent listener to our weekly radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of the great Michael Gerber, author of the very successful E-Myth Revisited and Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. What's even more amazing is how often Michael's name has come up from our guest in the past 2 years. So you're going to hear from the great Michael Gerber in just a moment. And for the first time on Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is giving franchisors a unique opportunity to sponsor our weekly radio show. You can have a professionally recorded commercial on our live as well as archive shows. And here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then again, the great Michael Gerber. Enjoy.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Story.
Which, by the way, I'm now reading again for the second time. I recommend everybody out there, it's been a while since they've read the E-Myth, to read it again. It's really a great little refresher because people seem to forget about things over time, Michael.
I've got guys, I swear, Don, who tell me they pull out the E-Myth Revisited every year. One gentleman I spoke to, the founder of an extraordinary company, 1-800-GOT-JUNK,
mm-hmm.
who's a franchisor,
right.
He credits the E-Myth with the creation of his company, and he credits the E-Myth with the continued vitalization of his company and the growth of his company. They now have a few more than 300 franchisees around the world. The guy is less than 40. He's the CEO of this company. He started by driving a truck picking up junk, read the book, read the E-Myth Revisited, and suddenly saw the light. And the product of that is a company which last year did $147 million in gross revenue and has the expectation of reaching $1 billion in revenue in the next 8 years. So the man's on path, and he takes the E-Myth out every year and reads it again and insists that every one of his management team reads the book. And in fact, I'm the keynote at his annual event in March. So I'll be in Vancouver addressing 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Right, right. The show we had last week, Michael, with the CEO and president of a franchise opportunity called Desert Moon, Gary Oki Grasso, he spoke about you for like 10 minutes during the show. I mean, it's just amazing the impact that you've had in the franchise community. I mean, your name comes up every other show.
Thank you. And you know, I don't know 90% of these people, so I hear this guy says, and this guy says, and that guy. It's really quite extraordinary to me because I don't know these people.
Exactly. I can't imagine, you know, what kind of fuel you have. I mean, I don't know how you go to bed at night, Michael. I mean, changing the story you told about, you know, the young gentleman, you know, being depressed and stuff like that. I mean, the kind of fuel that you must get from that kind of situation must be incredible for you.
It is. It's absolutely extraordinary. And life is simply an array of infinite options, and they're continually showing up.
Absolutely.
They're constantly, constantly, constantly showing up. I can't imagine how anybody could feel limited or deprived of opportunity when there is so much more opportunity than any single one of us could possibly deal with. And I see it every single day in my mind. There's one, there's one, there's one. Why doesn't anybody do that? Why doesn't anybody do that? It's extraordinary when you begin to experience the entrepreneur within, and anybody, any single person on the face of this earth can experience it if they begin the process right. And that's what I'm committed to.
Absolutely. And the title is great, too, Michael, you know, how you added, in addition to how ordinary people create extraordinary companies without any experience to guide them. You were one of those people. I think you referenced Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell. I mean, all these guys really didn't have this significant experience in business. It was all based on a dream or their imagination.
Exactly. They had no experience in business. Bill Gates wasn't a business guy.
Right.
Bill Gates didn't work for a living. Bill Gates went to Harvard and then dropped out. Michael Dell didn't have any experience when he started his business. Nobody, no great entrepreneur, has necessarily had any business experience at all. They simply imagined a result that they saw was absolutely needed in the world, and then they invented the answer to that problem in a business. Well, anybody can do that.
Right.
And in the book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, I take you step by step by step through the golden process through which any company can be started from scratch in your garage. And I'm essentially saying, if your car is parked in your garage, move it out and start a business.
Exactly, absolutely.
It seems like, Michael, top entrepreneurs are never satisfied. I mean, in chapter 3 of your book, I thought it was great. You talk about you woke up one day and you had nothing to do. Personally, I mean, that's my dream, to wake up one day and have nothing to do, but just for a day before I get back to business. But, you know, of course, yourself being a top entrepreneur, you know, you just weren't satisfied with that. You know, you had to, you know, take that next step and, you know, and do something great again. And that's what you did, obviously, with this book.
Yeah, well, and you got to understand, when I say I had nothing to do, I had everything to do, but I didn't have to do it.
Right.
In other words, I didn't have to go out and earn a living anymore.
True.
But I do. I didn't have to go out and speak anymore, but I do continuously. I didn't have to go out and write another book. My books are among the top 5 business books ever published in the world. E-Myth Revisited sells more books every year than it sold before.
Wow.
It's the most extraordinary phenomenon. So I didn't have to do anything. There's nothing that caused me to go out and create the Dreaming Room other than my fertile imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simply saying, what an extraordinary place to live in the imagination. because one can begin to imagine a world unlike the world we live in and then take it upon yourself to invent it. And that's all it is, inventing it. Everybody invents every single day of their life. The problem is most of us invent the past.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'm about inventing the future.
Right. And this book precedes the E-Myth, Michael, so I guess everybody who has read the E-Myth is going to have to read Awakening the Entrepreneur Within as well.
Your lips to God's ears.
There you go.